Now, when I start this, I usually just ask how you heat your house.
With gas.
How did you heat it? You always heated your house with gas.
Since we were small.
How did you heat your house when you were a girl?
We had coal up to the time I was about six.
And you burned that in the stove? And well, how did you get rid of your smoke?
It was vented.
It was what?
Vented up the chimney.
Did you have to clean your chimney?
I suppose they did. But of course I was too young to pay any attention to it.
Yeah. Did you have any trouble with that old black stuff?
With the soot? Everyone was used to it then because nobody else had gas around.
And with your coal, how did you carry it?
We had a coal house out in the back and brought it in by the bucketfuls.
And a special bucket for this? Or?
Oh, sure. There was always a specially shaped coal bucket.
And down in the front of your stove, was there a little thing that stuck out to catch the...
ashes. I used to think it was fun to shake the thing to make the ashes come down.
Yeah. What did you call that thing that stuck out there?
Well, you don't mean the grate underneath that caught it.
No. Out in front of that, maybe there was a thing.
I don't remember.
Did you ever have a fireplace?
Yes. And I want one again, a wood-burning one, before I die, because I have such pleasant memories of that other one.
They're nice, aren't they? What did you call the part that stuck out in front of the fire, or in front of the fireplace proper?
Well, you mean the brick part?
Yeah. Down on the floor so the ashes and the cinders wouldn't burn?
Grate? No. Was that the grate?
Could have been. Probably this was made out of rock or something.
Brick.
Brick?
Mm-hmm.
And then did you have a screen?
Mm-hmm.
And inside there, in the hole, what did you have to hold the logs?
I don't remember.
Did you have some...
I just enjoyed the flames and the smell.
You just liked it, huh?
Mm-hmm.
Did you have anything over your fireplace where you could put your clock or
pictures? Sure, a mantle.
And to start the fire, what did you use?
I think they usually use papers dipped in coal oil.
Did you ever use sticks or pieces of wood, small pieces of wood?
No, they always started with papers and coal oil.
Did they call it anything special? Kindling or?
Oh yes, kindling with small pieces of wood that you'd burn in with the coal sometimes to get it started.
Did you have a special piece of wood, a big one that you'd put at the back of your fireplace to hold the fire?
I think they always did.
Do you remember any special name for that?
Well, I don't remember what they called it then. Today I'd always think of it, you know, like a Yule log, a large log in back.
You mentioned ashes. Was it common in the early days to do anything special with these?
Well, they'd use them to make lye.
And then
they'd make hominy with the lye.
Yeah. What furniture did you have in your house? Well, let's say in, first of all, what were the rooms that you had? What were the common rooms in a house at that time?
Well, when I was little, just the same as now. Living room, dining room, kitchen. We had breakfast nook when I was small and three bedrooms.
And what did you have in the living room?
Oh, we didn't have a divan. We used to have an old couch and a library table and three rocking chairs.
And in the kitchen, did you have a small room where your mother could put things that she'd canned?
A pantry? I still have a pantry and it's full of junk.
They're the best thing
I need
in the
to
world,
clean it today.
Where did you keep your clothes?
We've always had closets.
Did you have any of those movable things that you could hang your clothes in?
Those wardrobes? We didn't. They did in the country.
What did you put your clothes in?